Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Now, about what?
About issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, what is your age?
I care not to give that. We'll just say that I'm... Go ahead.
Okay.
Give me some
fine,
age
then.
Group.
Thank you. No, that's fine. The survey let me continue. Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian,
Polish, Native Caucasian?
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. We use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Yes.
So question is, if I wanted to do, we'll say, a 4, I could do a 4 on every single one or a 10 on every single one if that's how I felt?
Yes, any number between 0 and 10 for each of the following issues, yes.
Okay.
Now, first we have reducing crime.
Reducing crime, 10.
Thank you. Then we have tackling climate change.
3.
Thank you. Then we have lowering taxes.
8.
Then we have creating more affordable housing.
That's a tough one. Creating it. That's a tough one. Let's say 7.
Thank you. Then we have securing the border, the southern border. I'm sorry.
10.
Thank you. Then we have creating more jobs and raising wages.
I am thinking. Just a minute.
Yes.
Creating more jobs and raising wages. 7.
Thank you. Then we have funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
7.
Would you like to change it?
Well, I'm thinking, these are good questions. These are very good questions. Let's keep it at a 7.
A 7, thank you. And lastly, we have protecting abortion rights.
3.
Thank you. Now, we'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know.
Okay.
The first one we have is Kamala Harris.
Five.
Thank you. Then we have Lori Chavez de Rimmer.
Lori. I guess I'm not familiar. Unless that person is an Oregonian. Is she an Oregonian?
Well, since we're supposed to...
Okay, you can't tell me. Okay, yeah. I'm not familiar with that name unless she's an Oregonian, and then I know who okay. she is, so...
So for that one, we have no opinion or never heard of. How should I record your answer?
Record it as no opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
Eighty.
Then we have Ron Wyden.
75.
Then we have Donald Trump.
100.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
1.
We have Democrats in Congress.
50.
That was 50 or 60?
50.
50. Thank you. Next we have J.D. Vance.
I have, what were the two? I have no opinion or I don't know them. Were those the two?
No opinion or never heard of.
I guess at this point, since I just, I would put no opinion.
And for what you've heard about him, on a scale from 0 to 100, which 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, would you give him a...
The little bit that I've heard about him, I would give him an 80.
An 80. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have MAGA Republicans.
98.
Thank you. And last we have Janelle Bynum.
Is that Dr. Biden?
No, Janelle Bynum.
Oh, never heard of.
Never heard of. Thank you. Now, we still know it's a long way out, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay. Now, thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Now, even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Biden? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support her?
I don't know who she is. I know nothing about her.
And for what you've heard or what you've seen?
I've never even heard the name.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove greatly.
We do have a scale. If that helps, we have strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Remmer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I have to be honest. I don't know how she's voting, what she's doing,
based on what you've heard, what you've seen.
What are my numbers? I haven't seen anything on the news. I just am totally unfamiliar with her.
And because the options that we have in here is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Yeah. Now, I want you to read, I want to read you a little bit more information about who your two candidates running for Congress, about Lori Chavez Remmer and Janelle Bynum. Now, the first one is, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Remmer is led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing more important than showing showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, that was for Lori Chavez.
She is the one that I'd heard of. She is. That's why. Remember when I was asking you before? She's the one that I'd heard about. She's already got my, I'm curious to have you read the other one. But, yeah, she's the one.
Thank you. Now, next we have, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties, and fighting to improve our schools and making our community safer. She is not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families.
Am I supposed to choose one?
Yes, the next section is, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you're undecided, please let me know.
Lori Chavez.
Thank you very much. Now, and what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez?
I remember a picture of her on land and the majority of things that you just read about her. I remember those things and how at that moment I was kind of like, whoa, she'd be a good one. So it was based on other stuff that I had heard, but, being a survey questioner, you can't tell me on the moment, that's who I was thinking of. But, yeah. That's the major thing. I just was impressed. And even the stuff that you read, I felt like there was more specific information about her than about the other lady.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about, let me see, Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may be
saying
a number between 0 and 10. The
first
one we have is, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother and of four and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it, and that's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead.
I would give that statement an 8.
Thank you. Then we have Chanel Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our community. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in failing to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics.
10.
Thank you. Then we have Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered in this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban.
1.
Thank you. And last we have, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and does not believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes, once again, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Duremer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez. Are you going to read those type of question statements for Lori also?
Well, we're going to get into it, yes. I think so. Now,
I don't think it's a balanced survey if you read statements for one, but you don't read statements made for the other.
But this is randomized. This part is randomized, so I'm not sure what we're going to get next. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns that people have raised about, let me see.
About what?
Some doubts that people have raised about Lori Chavez Duremer.
Okay.
Now, please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Duremer for Congress. And we want to, we have a scale of a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first one is, Lori Chavez Duremer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez Duremer has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then, as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities.
So what are the choices that I have?
Yes. Does that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Thank you. And the last one for this section is, Lori Chavez Duremer says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claims she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, "You can't compromise," end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games.
And what were my choices again?
Does that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
Just somewhat.
Just somewhat. Thank you. And just a moment, please. Now, I'm going to ask you one last time. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez.
Thank you. And these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate work.
And is that college graduate or bachelor's degree or postgraduate, like master's?
Yeah, postgraduate.
Yeah. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Neither. I was sick with COVID. I couldn't vote.
Okay. So, because we had other or did not vote. So it was did not vote?
Did not vote. Yeah. Couldn't.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and your patience. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Yes. Thank you. May I ask you a question?
Yes. Go ahead.
Do they, whoever you're volunteering doing this for, do they ever, is there any evaluation or feedback that they ask you for regarding the survey?
No, we don't have that that option.
Okay, because
right now, yeah.
not that you need to know, but the statements that they read for the lady currently, well, for Chavez as well as the other one, the reason that those statements did not change my mind was because the first ones that you read were all stated in a positive way about something that she had done, very positive, and the other only had two questions, and they were stated in a very negative sense. And I think it would have been an equal, I mean, it may have changed my mind, had the survey been created to give positive statements of both and negative statements of both. But So.
I understand.
Anyway,
yes,
thank you for volunteering. You are a volunteer, right? Or do you get paid to do this?
I do get paid, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you anyway. And have a good weekend.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.